With new theatre organs, CDs being thin on the ground, to the point of them being non-existent, that is, the majority of the programme this time around will once again be mainly electronics. Well, I hope you enjoyed last month's edition, which concentrated on Klaus Wunderlich. So, in this month's programme, it'll be an ideal opportunity to turn the spotlight, albeit briefly, on perhaps the only other electronic organist to come anywhere near Klaus's phenomenal sales figures. But more of that later. However, what we do have that's just recently been released is a new book written by Howard Beaumont, titled The Very Best of Times. What I Am, and before that, The Best of Times, which musically heralds the new 250-page, copiously illustrated book from organist-turned-author Howard Beaumont, who got this month's show off with a track from his recent CD, which he made at the former Regal Odeon Sunderland Compton. On numerous occasions, I've always said that Howard is one of our foremost all-round organists, and there can't be many electronic organs that he's not played or even recorded in his many years as a musician. Whereas many organists will indicate hearing Reginald Dixon at the Tower Wurlitzer as being the catalyst for their eventual careers, it was nothing more than a Konica organ in his local church where Howard served as a choir boy that saw his early lessons on piano take him on a more exciting career path. This book, which is laced with occasional snatches of the Beaumont humour, a trademark of his live concerts, takes the reader on a journey from 1948 to the present day. Yes, there were plenty of famous name-dropping moments, but why would there not be when you played alongside or even accompanied many television, radio and cabaret stars? It commences with a page setting out the family tree and ends with a list of all the commercial recordings that he's made, many of the formative years being those for the famous Grosvenor Recording Studios, run by John and Jean Taylor, and their two sons, Richard and Christopher. Well, it was the year 1981 that saw Howard making one of his first recordings for that label, where he showcased the then exciting new Wurlitzer 950TA electronic organ, and from which this next track is taken, Sweet Sue and S'Wonderful. Sweet Sue and S'Wonderful. Well, I know Howard has many fans, not only in Scarborough, where he can be found each season entertaining the holidaymakers, but those who attend his theatre organ concerts around the country, which we all hope will soon return to the regular concert schedules. So, coming up now are the details of this highly recommended, by yours truly, publication. It costs just £15, which includes postage and packing, and is available from Howard at his home address of 80 Green Howards Drive, Scarborough, North Yorkshire, YO12 6PE, or if you prefer it in police terms, Yankee Oscar Papa Echo. So that's 80 Green Howards Drive, Scarborough, North Yorkshire, Yankee Oscar 12, 6 Papa Echo. Or you can phone Howard on 01723 371 007. 01723 371 007 for additional means of payment. Now, I've no idea if Howard's visit to the Big Apple had any influence on the inclusion of this next tune from his 1995 CD release titled Highlights, but it's such a lovely arrangement, I'm going to include it right now. Autumn in New York. Autumn in New York, played there by Howard Beaumont. Well, reading this book, I found myself reliving many happy memories, and one of those is where Howard mentions meeting up with the famous Wurlitzer organ demonstrator Glenn Derringer, who made a visit to Manchester many years ago to play at the Free Trade Hall and also at the Bellevue Centre, which is where he and I became good friends for many years, although, in fairness, I have lost track with him at this point in time. If I'm not mistaken, he played the Wurlitzer 625 model, and at that time he left me a demo cassette from which this track is taken. Together. Thank you. together played at the Wurlitzer 625 by Glenn Derringer. Okay, so once again a reminder of the new book by Howard Beaumont titled The Very Best of Times, which I'm sure you'll be able to pick up a copy of if you happen to be having a staycation holiday at Scarborough, if the government doesn't suddenly impose more COVID restrictions upon us, that is, which is where Howard will be playing again his concerts this season. So that's the end of our first commercial in the programme this month, and the second is coming up after we've heard a track from Music in My Heart, the title track from the latest compilation of recordings by Ken Griffin at the Hammond Organ. Details to follow. Ken Griffin playing Music in My Heart. Well, every so often, the electronic organ world gets another little commercial gem released in the Sounds of Yesteryear series released by Submarine Records of Enfield in Middlesex. And this is another in the series featuring 78 RPM recordings that have all been beautifully remastered and played by the late Ken Griffin. There's a total of 29 tracks in all coming from the never-ending supply collected by Tony Nobbs over many, many years, and from where the sleeve notes it indicates that there's even more to come in the future. Now, whereas Klaus Wunderlich never seemed to get the kind of following that he richly deserved in the United States, Ken Griffin fans over there can't seem to get enough of this guy. Quite a number of the track titles are well known to us. The Petite Waltz, Jealousy, Ebb Tide, Bells of St. Mary's, The Blue Danube, Santa Lucia, etc. And this next one, which Ken was known to play on one of his many television shows. Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, and if you go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities Volume 20A and 20B, you can actually see the television show in which that number is featured. Now, it has to be said that Submarine Records, who have released this Music in My Heart CD by Ken Griffin, don't just confine themselves to organ music releases. So, if you happen to be into big band jazz and other nostalgic releases, then why not head on down to their webpage to see if there's anything of that nature that you'd like to have. In the meantime, our own MSS webpages have all the details of the track listing of this latest one from America's famous Ken Griffin at the Hammond organ. From an American Griffin to one of our very own, namely Ian Griffin, who's just released his latest CD, from which I played a couple of advanced tracks earlier this year. As fellow broadcaster Ian Wolstenholme indicates in the sleeve notes, it was the 1980s when young Ian Griffin began to make a name for himself at organ festivals, which incidentally were some of the very earliest ever produced by his father, Cled Griffin. It was thanks to Cled that I first became involved with the organ festival scene, for which I'll always be eternally grateful. And son Ian, although avoiding the production side of the festival scene, has always been in great demand at the various competitive festivals that are sadly on hold due to the present restrictions. Anyway, from Ian's latest CD, here's a couple of numbers that I'm sure you'll know the titles of. Dream and Time After Time. Thank you. Dream and Time After Time, played by Ian Griffin on his Ketron Audio, SD7 and Tyros 4 combination, and taken from his latest 15-track CD titled As Long As I Have Music, and which he certainly does have in bucket loads. Anyway, just one more track to hopefully whet your appetite to obtain your own copy. This is Never Never Never, and This Is My Life. Never Never Never, followed by that great signature item from Shirley Bassey, This is my life, a sentiment that I guess can equally apply to organist Ian Griffin himself. Now, it'd be remiss of me not to mention that Cled Griffin, Ian's father, is in hospital at this time, and I know he'll be listening in to the show. So, I'm sure all the Organ First Radio listeners would like to join with me in wishing him a speedy recovery. Forgive me if I hark back to the recent book by Howard Beaumont, but there are so many famous names, past and present, that Howard has worked with or in many cases been employed by in his musical career, and Andy Carville just happens to be one of them, which leads me nicely into a suggestion that I mailed Andy about some months ago. As a former cinema projectionist in the good old days, I've always shown an interest in films that deal with that subject in some way or another, and one of my all-time favourite movies is Cinema Paradiso. The storyline is that of a filmmaker recalling his childhood when falling in love with the pictures at the cinema in his home village in Sicily and forming a deep friendship with the cinema projectionist. Obviously, there's much more to the storyline than that, which is only to be expected, seeing as how the original version runs for 174 minutes. Usually, the shorter 120-minute version is the one that crops up on television from time to time. The soundtrack is by that famous composer Ennio Morricone, and I suggested to Andy Carville that, as organists seem to have overlooked this beautiful soundtrack, then he might care to consider one of the themes from it. And this is what he did. The Cinema Paradiso theme. Thank you. the many lovely themes that run through the film Cinema Paradiso, with the score by Ennio Morricone and interpreted there by Andy Carville on his Korg keyboards, with added sound effects by yours truly to give it that little bit more of association with the storyline. Thanks a lot, Andy, not only for that, but some other music by Morricone that you recorded for the Organ First listeners a couple of months back. Back now to theatre organs, and one organ and organist in particular, namely Ray Bohr at Radio City Music Hall in New York, a location that organist Howard Beaumont affectionately refers to in his book during a period when he was an organist on the cruise liners. This is Ray Bohr actually playing the Radio City Auditorium Wurlitzer for an LP that was never released. So here we have The Sari Waltz, Vienna City of My Dreams, and Come Dance with Me. Ray Bohr.
Thank you.
Some unreleased tracks by Ray Bauer at the Radio City Music Hall Auditorium Wurlitzer. Both Howard Beaumont and Ian Griffin were regular contributors to the formative years of the organ festival scene, and whenever they're down here in Cornwall, it's always a pleasure for Dorothy and I to welcome them for a good old catch-up session with what's going on behind the scenes these days. A few months ago, we also welcomed another organ festival regular, Angela Turner, her husband David, and Jennifer and Maurice Turner, Angela's great parents with whom I spent many happy times when they ran a pub in Wigton in Cumbria. Angela is now a registered partially sighted person, but it hasn't stopped her fingers and feet tapping at the clavinova. Here she is reminding us of some lovely summer days. And there we are, that's all we have time for this month, except to say that next month, a very good friend and yet another organist from the good old formative organ festival days has recorded some tracks especially for us. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is right now, except to say you don't often hear him on theatre organ, so I'll leave you guessing as to who you think this is. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.